This hour's new sponsor is your neighborhood Ace Stores. For the brand names you want, the rewards you need, and the professional advice to get the job done, visit Ace Hardware in Bad Axe and Sebring. Ace Hardware. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting News Realm. I'm Dina Bruderek. Huron County Sheriff Kelly Hansen has announced that the Sheriff's Office will honor National Police Week by adding some flair to their uniforms. Starting Saturday, all staff members will be wearing a black ribbon over their badges as a symbol of respect and remembrance for the brave men and women who have made the ultimate sacrifice in service to their communities. National Police Week originated in 1962 when President Kennedy designated May 15th as Peace Officers Memorial Day. Since then, this week has been a time to honor law enforcement officers nationwide. Locally, attention turns to two individuals from the Huron County Sheriff's Department who gave their lives in the line of duty. Sheriff Joseph J. Murray tragically lost his life on Lake Huron on June 2nd, 1932, while Deputy Sheriff Kelly J. Vermeersch died in a patrol car crash on June 11th of 2000. As we observe National Police Week from May 11th to May 17th, let's reflect on the dedication and commitment of these fallen heroes. Their sacrifice serves as a reminder of the dangers law enforcement officers face daily as they work to ensure the safety of our communities. And the 54th Circuit Court in Tuscola County recently issued a preliminary injunction against Zimba Dairy Incorporated, ordering the concentrated animal feeding operation to cease discharging wastewater into state waters. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel announced the injunction, which follows an amended complaint filed in April. Allegations against Zimba include failure to obtain a required wastewater permit, unlawful discharge of wastewater into surface water and groundwater, and involvement in the 2021 incident that resulted in the deaths of thousands of fish in the North Branch White Creek. Attorney General Nessel emphasized the significance of the ruling, stating this ruling marks a pivotal step in holding Zimba Dairy Incorporated accountable for its environmental impact and threats to public health. Zimba operates three locations with over 3,500 head of cattle, including more than 1,600 dairy cows, allegedly surpassing the regulatory threshold for cattle confinement. The 54th Circuit Court in Tuscola County is set to review motions for a partially summary disposition from both plaintiffs and Zimba on May 29th. And in an official report released by Harbor Beach Fire Chief Jason Lermont, details emerged regarding a recent fire incident at 622 Harbor Horse House Court. According to the report, firefighters were dispatched to the scene at 5:22 p.m. on Monday. Upon arrival, responders encountered heavy black smoke billowing from the upstairs of the apartment. Quick action by the firefighters allowed them to contain the fire to the room and its contents. Additionally, efforts were made to ventilate the building, ensuring the safety of nearby apartments. Assistance was provided by the Siegel Township Fire Department, offering full support to the Harbor Beach firefighters. East Huron Ambulance stood ready at the scene, while the Bad Axe Fire Department contributed their air trailer. Notably, the aerial ladder truck from Bad Axe was also put on standby as a precautionary measure. The Harbor Beach Police Department also played a vital role, providing assistance throughout the operation. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
This is Sherry. Transform any room in your home. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. We even have a computer color matcher to find exactly the color you need.
This is Tyler. We have a huge selection of colors. Don't forget all your painting supplies like brushes, rollers, paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths, along with professional advice on how to get the job done. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware in Bad Axe or Sebring Ace Hardware.
And we're back here on the Thumb Broadcasting with more news. Memorial Day weekend is shaping up to be one for the record books, with AAA projecting a remarkable 43.8 million travelers hitting the road or taking to the skies. This surge marks a 4% increase from last year and comes close to the record set in 2005. Road trips are leading the charge, with a record 38.4 million people opting for the convenience of car travel. Gas prices are expected to stay steady, offering some relief to drivers. Airports are gearing up for a spike in travelers, with 3.51 million expected to fly, the busiest since 2005. Prices are holding steady for domestic flights. Nearly 2 million will travel by alternative modes like buses and trains, marking a return to pre-pandemic levels. For those hitting the road, Enrix advises early departures to avoid congestion. With excitement building, Memorial Day weekend promises a return to travel not seen in years. And federal energy regulators have approved a rule to expand the amount of renewable energy, such as wind and solar power, that is transmitted to the power grid. Transmission of clean energy is a key part of President Joe Biden's goal to eliminate carbon emissions economy-wide by 2050. Monday's rule approval by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission is intended to boost the nation's aging power grid to meet surging demand fueled by huge data centers, electrification of vehicles and buildings, artificial intelligence, and other uses. The increased demand comes as coal-fired power plants continue to retire, and the grid is increasingly tested by extreme weather events driven. And OpenAI has introduced a new artificial intelligence model. It says it works faster than previous versions and can reason across text, audio, and video in real time. GPT-O, short for Omni, will power the company's popular ChatGPT chatbot and will be available to users, including those who use the free version, in the coming weeks. The company announced the development during a short live-streamed update on Monday during a demonstration with Chief Technology Officer Myra Murtai and other executives. The AI bot chatted in real time, adding emotion to its voice as requested. It helped with simple math equations and a more complex coding problem on a computer screen. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This hour's news sponsor is your neighborhood Ace Stores. For the brand names you want, the rewards you need, and the professional advice to get the job done, visit Ace Hardware in Bad Axe and Sebring. Ace Hardware.